bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to salute your sport.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very, very special edition of Salute Your Sports. I am Matthew Terry, here with my producer, James Stanley, and the man of the hour for the day, for the week. It is Chris Mitchell's 16th birthday this week.
Woo! Yeah!
Wow, 16 and you're in college?
Yeah. I'm so happy I finally get a car, right? That's how it works.
And it's not his birthday today, sadly, but it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
And it's good enough for me.
Yep.
16 plus 5, though, right?
Yeah, good enough.
Yeah, we're going to call it.
It's also your twin's birthday, though, true.
Yeah,
right?
more importantly, it is Andy's birthday today.
Yeah, go talk about Andy's birthday.
So happy birthday to Chris's twin, Andy Mitchell. Somewhere in Iowa right now, I presume.
In the snow.
Probably. Yep.
Well, yeah, we're in the snow, too.
I got an airing agreement about that.
This was not that bad. That's fair. Was not terrible at all.
It wasn't. Compared to some of the other stuff that we've had this winter already, this could have been worse. Classes got canceled again today until 10 o'clock because the slightest hint or the slightest threat of snow causes this entire campus to go into mass hysteria.
That's so weird. That's so unlike how Mizzou usually is.
Yeah.
They're going opposite. Well, ever since, it seems like Mizzou's been overly cautious ever since the below sub freezing temperatures day.
Yeah.
Which we had a show about.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
The call-in show, the infamous Salute Your Sports call-in show. But, yeah, it does seem like that Mizzou is scared to not cancel classes.
Or catch like a hot lawsuit or something.
Yeah. But now it's more of the issue that they're canceling so many classes.
Yeah,
everyone's falling behind.
We've had like one cancellation per week, haven't we now?
Yeah.
Because like
last week we had Thursday. Or no, we had Friday canceled last week.
Friday after 2 p.m., which by that point, like Mizzou should have canceled on Friday.
Yeah.
The whole day should have been canceled Friday, and today should not have been canceled at all.
No, it was fine today.
That's what's so screwy about this.
And the week before was the Thursday. And then the week before that, which was like the second week of the semester, was that weird Mizzou canceling all classes at 7:58 a.m. and basically messing with everybody.
Yeah.
That was the day of the 25 below wind chill, right?
That was the day of the infamous call-in show, James Stanley.
That's right.
It was. Fun. So it's been a fun semester here at good old MU.
Uh-huh.
And just like that, we're also going to have a fun show for you today. It has been a big week with Missouri basketball for both men and women. So we're going to get into that. Also, the women's basketball team had a week that pretty much perfectly encapsulated their season into one really just condensed week of showing you the highs and the lows of this team. That's more of the lows. They also had their biggest high in years with that win.
Honestly, though.
On the road at the hump in Mississippi State. We're also going to talk about Mizzou baseball opening up their season with a lost series against North Florida because, of course, they did.
Right.
And talk about some more of that. We've got Or Nah, hosted by the man of the hour, Chris Mitchell.
That's right.
And because we didn't complain last week pretty much at all or about anything, we're going to complain this week and do some airing of grievances to end the show. So we've got a fun show for you guys.
I'm excited.
Prepared today. Any last words before we get into this, James, Chris? This sounds a lot more ominous than it needs to. Any last words at 406?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was talking to James earlier. He was like messing around with like the Pioneer.
When is he not?
Yeah, no.
I have opened Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Oh, we've no.
No, yeah, we've Pandora's box has now been opened 20 minutes before you came in the studio.
So despite all the things you do with the sound bites on a regular basis, you've somehow found a way to make that worse.
Make them more annoying, yes.
I did not think that was possible, and I'm honestly a little bit scared.
I'm not even going to demonstrate it. It's terrible.
When he was messing around with the Pioneer, he was like, I'm going to play the intro like this. And it was just the intro we played, but like really slowed down. So I was like, oh, this is Piper Vab. Nope, he sped it up Alvin and the Chipmunks style.
I'm both excited and terrified.
Yeah, if you go check out Chris's Snapchat story, you can see what I was doing with the Mizzou fight song.
Oh no!
I did some
louder record scratches.
It's not Skrillex. What is it?
It's like record scratches, like Grandmaster Flash's.
Welcome to 1999.
Earlier than that, like mid '80s.
But anyways, let's get into this Mizzou men's basketball. Two more losses this week for the men, except two very different styles and feelings in the losses. Starting out last Saturday, when the Tigers traveled down to Oxford, Mississippi, and you know this game was doomed from the jump when the Tigers left town for a 2:30 game at 11 a.m. the day of. The Tigers got on the plane at like 9:57 Saturday morning because of the weather on Friday night. So you knew from there it wasn't going to be a good contest.
Yeah, it was going to be a rough one.
It was going to be rough, and pretty much everyone on the team played like they had just flown into town except for Jordan Geist. Geist was Mizzou's leading scorer with 23 points in that contest, going 9-for-16 in the Tigers' 75-65 loss to the Ole Miss Rebels. Mark Smith made his triumphant return to the lineup in this game and promptly scored 3 points. Nothing else. 1-for-4 from beyond the arc. Did not do much else. The team, 25 turnovers for your Tigers.
That's like Iowa State numbers.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as Lincoln University over the last four games now.
No one else gets that.
Well, if you're from Jeff City, you'd understand.
How many turnovers are they averaging?
Are they averaging 25 turnovers?
They were averaging, here's this. Their turnover margin has swung 4 points in the last week.
Woof.
Yeah, it's not good.
Maybe you're onto something.
Who knows?
Who knows? No one knows more about Mid-Missouri basketball than you, James Stanley.
Yeah, hit up
Cam Thomas probably does.
Ooh, either Cam, true. Guys like Cam Thomas, Ben Wilson, name droppers.
Friends of the show.
Friends of the show. We dropped two names. Got to play that soundbite twice.
Always got to. That's what I'm talking about. That's a noise. That's the one.
I'm impressed. But anyways, that loss to Ole Miss really much is the story of Mizzou's season to this point. Mizzou shot better than Ole Miss in that game. They rebounded better than Ole Miss in that game. But they turned the ball over 25 times.
Yeah, and you can't do that if you want to win a basketball game.
Precisely. And those 25 turnovers are the reason Mizzou ended up losing this game by 12. So say you take those 25 turnovers, cut those by a third. Cut it down to 15 turnovers. That's 10 extra possessions. If you score on half of those, and it's a tie game where Mizzou wins by one or two. But it's just another one of those games where Mizzou just could not hold on to the ball. And we know it's a young team.
Right.
But at some point, you need to know that you need to hold on to the basketball. Yeah. I don't know how that needs to be taught.
Yeah, whose manager do we have to speak to like get to the bottom of this?
It seemed, however, that Mizzou did learn how to hold on to the basketball for last night's game against Kentucky.
Yeah, they learned their lesson.
Yeah, so Mizzou going into this game, 11.5-point favorites at home. Yes, James?
One last point. You know that they put Ole Miss at the free throw line 23 times?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You're not going to win any ball games doing that.
Well, the fouls were about the same in that game. It was 22-19.
But Ole Miss made 20 free throws. Come on.
Oh, do we want to talk about how Mizzou's shooting free throws?
Yeah, that's been an issue for this team, too. The free throws have been anything but free for the Tigers this year.
A hefty cost, taking much skill.
But
looks like James pulling up some numbers.
It's like a...
James Stanley going in deep into the stat board.
This is like a coroner's report almost, just examining the murder scene of each Mizzou loss.
Mizzou dropped the 3-8 in conference? 3-9 now?
They're 3-10 right now.
3-10? Oh, even worse.
It's worse than you thought.
Hey, it's okay.
Tigers are staring another Wednesday night SEC tournament game right in the face.
Oh, no.
And it's going to be tough if they can get out of those bottom four spots
and how about
in the
this?
SEC.
For Kentucky, they sent 22... they just sent 22 players to the free throw line, but they had 22 free throws against Mizzou.
That game was very weird and scrappy. And which almost all Mizzou Kentucky games are that happen at Mizzou Arena, where it's just a lot of fouls and a lot of starts and stops and really just an unpleasant game to watch, which is what last night's game was. Mizzou losing this one 66-58. The Tigers did cover.
They covered. Great teams covered.
Good teams win. Great teams covered. The Tigers did exactly that. They were down by as much as 20 points in the second half. Kentucky went into the first half, or went into halftime with about a 17-point lead in this game. Tigers cut it down to 8, however, most of that being in garbage time because the Tigers finally learned how to shoot in the final 7 minutes of the half. But they were down by as much as 20 in the second half, but the Tigers just would not go down. Like everyone predicted, Mizzou's leading scorer in this contest being the almighty Ronnie Suggs.
That's right.
With 13 points, hitting three from beyond the arc. But the biggest issue for the Tigers in this game, and the reason why they were down by so much in the first half and not the second half, because once again, Jeremiah Tillman had 2 fouls within 5 minutes. Those fouls, albeit a little bit soft, but he still got called for them. He did not see the court for the rest of the first half. And when he was on the court in the second half, the Tigers thrived.
Yeah, he was like a +7 throughout like all the time he was like on the court for the Tigers, which is crazy good, especially when you're playing a team like Tennessee.
Do I get this right? Am I looking at this stat sheet and it's a John Calipari team that can shoot free throws?
Yes.
Bizarro world.
Who would have thought? Have to find a team that's like better at shooting free throws than Mizzou, which isn't that hard.
Yeah.
They shot like 71% from the charity stripe.
Looking at the numbers, this was interesting to me. The Tigers' best lineup against Kentucky, as far as plus minus goes, was a lineup that featured 4 guards on the court. Jordan Geist, Javon Pickett, Torrence Watson, Ronnie Suggs, Jeremiah Tillman lineup with a +5.
It's about as small as you can get.
Yeah. Aside from maybe throwing in Santos there instead of Tillman, which is not something that most people want to see, or throwing Puryear in there instead of Tillman. That's about as small as you can go for Mizzou. And it worked. The Tigers were able to pass the ball around the arc really well. They were able to drive because they had good floor spacing. And that lineup was a +5 against the top 5 team in the country.
Yeah, which, sure, with all these young guys without, like, much, like, mid-March aspirations, we'll take that to the bank.
Yeah, and a player like Ronnie Suggs, and that's why these last 3 or 4 weeks is important for the Tigers, is you can get players like Ronnie Suggs in this one, especially with the way he played against Arkansas at the end of that game, proving they can be valuable rotation members.
Yeah.
And going into next year, now I'm not saying Ronnie Suggs should be the centerpiece of your team and should be getting meaningful minutes every game, but if he can prove to be a good asset off the bench, say someone's in foul trouble, someone's hurt, or someone just has an off night and Suggs can play, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, yeah. No, and he could be like a Colin Van Leer. He could just be someone that garbage time's not the right word, but just there to fill in when someone needs a break. Mm-hmm. He's a contributor off the bench. Essentially, and that's huge for any successful team. Every successful team has those scrappy players or has players that can come in to spell your starters when they need a break.
Yeah, that really solid 6-man that I think Ronnie Suggs should probably grow into.
Yeah, and the Tigers did have some issues with being handicapped in this game. Mitchell Smith did go down with an injury in the first half, evaluated for concussion, did not come in for the rest of the game. Javon Pickett fouled out with about 5 minutes left when he was really starting to roll because he had a bit of a slow first half. And this game was pretty much the antithesis of everything Mizzou's done this season, because most of the Tigers' games this year have been they're in it in the first half, and then they fall off big in the second half. Seen it against Tennessee both times, saw it against Auburn, saw it in many other games this year. However, in this one, they couldn't get out of their own way in the first half and clawed back in the second half. The Tigers cut down the turnovers. Kentucky actually turned the ball over more than Mizzou did. Mizzou only had 12 in this game, literally cutting that Ole Miss number in half, except the Tigers just couldn't hit their shots last night.
Yeah.
Shot about 33% from beyond the arc, which is low for them.
Yeah. Overall, they shot 37.3% from the field.
Yeah, you're not going to win hitting under 40% of your shots.
No.
And so pretty much these two losses were two similar losses in vastly different ways, which is really just confusing about this Mizzou team. They do have some games coming up for the rest of the season. I do think they can win out at home. They still have to play South Carolina. They still have to play Ole Miss. And unless there's another team they have to play that I just cannot remember, I think the Tigers should be able to win their last 2 home games. Just going to be these tough games on the road coming up to end the year. They have to go to Florida this coming Saturday. It's just going to be a rough final end of the season for the Tigers. Yeah,
Starkville after that.
Yep. Woo.
And then their last road game is at Georgia on March 6th.
Oh,
Which Georgia's not that good. All these are games where the Tigers can either put up a fight or win.
Theoretically, on paper, they could.
Should put up a fight in all these games and can win all of them. Except maybe at Mississippi State or at Florida will be the tough one.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the one.
Right now, the Tigers, I'd say a successful season. From this point on, win your last two home games, win a game in the SEC tournament, maybe steal a second, and just go into next year with a little bit of momentum for guys like Trey Jackson, Mario McKinney coming in, the eligibility of Drew Smith, players like that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to stick on the court. So moving over to the women's side of things, Mizzou women's basketball had a weird week. We're going to talk about it here on Salute Your Sports. Listen to KCRU 88.1 FM. We'll be right back. Dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night. Go to the celebrity ball. Satin and lace. Is a little pity. Didn't find time to call. Ready or not. Gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night. Go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight.
Whatever I want. Live from Studio A. Broadcasting on KCOU 88.1 every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Brick Squad.
Artu? Where are you? Artu? Artu? Artu, you're on fire! Artu-D2, you found a cigarette! Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very bad for your heart. Well, I know I don't have one, but humans do, and I think we should set a good example. Well done, Artu. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke. Artu, do you really think I don't have a heart?
KCOU would like to thank B&B Bagel for their support. Located at 124 East Nifong Boulevard, B&B Bagel offers affordable made-from-scratch bagels, sandwiches, pastries, and more. Need an event catered? Call B&B Bagel today and they will take care of you and your event. For more information, visit their website, bbbagel.com, or find them on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, B&B Bagel, for your support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM and KCOU Sports, the student voice of the Missouri Tigers.
The 2018 NFL Draft is now officially open.
Tune into Undrafted for the best sports talk of the week.
Catch Parker Reem.
I'm an above-average Packers fan. The Bills are a very bad team. They are utter trash.
And Turner Klingenmeier.
Definitely draft stuck up. I'm going with coffee tables. But that Bears defense.
Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. only on KCOU 88.1 FM.
Welcome back to Salute Your Sports here on February 20th, 2019. I am Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, James Stanley alongside me as we get into Mizzou women's basketball. Last week had a massive win, arguably one of the biggest wins in school history. Yes, Chris, you want to talk about something first?
Are you calling Matthew Terry for a technical foul?
No, I just wanted to say how I like how he matched the intensity of the
song.
Out of break song. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Well, very, it's supposed to be level today because it's Chris Mitchell's after birthday day.
Yeah. So
the
we're
KCOU.
We're relaxed here.
Yeah.
We're not yelling. We're not shouting like normal. Really just getting into it.
We're just show.
Yeah. Oh, we will be. Don't worry. We've got something planned. But right now, we want to keep our voices down. Of course, my voice is pretty much is gone from yelling so much at the referees in the Kentucky game last night.
Did you go?
I did go.
Oh, you're one of those people that yells at your TV?
No, I went to the game. I'm also one of those people that yells at the TV, just not yesterday.
Do you see the article in The Onion?
What article? Because there's lots of articles on The Onion.
Referees reverse call due to man yelling at television. There's also another one of like a soft, like a, it was like a baseball umpire.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like behind the plate and this person's yelling at him. It was a cartoon. And the guy's screaming at him, you know, you got the call wrong. And then the umpire says, wait a minute. We're going to change it because of this guy.
Yep. Chris, I've got an Onion article that'll make you sad. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about.
The next one.
Yeah.
Knicks confident they have the cap space to ruin two or three promising careers.
Woo! That's right.
And a little bit of making fun of Chris's favorite team on here.
Come to the Knicks. We'll ruin your life.
The Royals?
Come to the Knicks. We'll ruin your life. Go Knicks. Talk about that on my show.
But, Mills, who noted the 2019 free agency class was absolutely loaded with superstar players that could blow out their knees, feud with the front office, or languish in a coaching system that doesn't fit their talents.
That's right. I'll talk about all
Welcome
that and more.
New York Knicks.
I talk about all that and more on Quarter Circle Backboard, dedicated to the sports that you like and the video games that I like every Friday night at 11 p.m.
Shameless self-promotion.
I like word for word your promotion.
Something like that, yeah.
Can you do the KCOU one or not KCOU, the Salute Your Sports one now?
No. Let's talk about women's basketball.
Yeah. Let's stop jumping on Chris's favorite team. Instead, let's talk about how the Mizzou women's basketball team went on the road and won in Stark Vegas. Winning
That's right.
at fifth-ranked Mississippi State. Not national championship 2 years ago. Back-to-back runners-up, Mississippi State. The Tigers winning this one 75-67. Snapping the Bulldogs' 26-game SEC winning streak.
That's right.
Massive.
Huge.
Massive
even.
Win. Mizzou shot 55% and made 11 three-pointers in this contest, including Mizzou's version of Lazarus, Sierra Porter, hitting the game-clinching three-pointer with 41 seconds left. Her first three-pointer of the year. She hit that shot from the corner. Yes, James.
Oh, Sierra Porter.
Sierra Porter.
I had a brain lapse there for a second. I said Sophie Cunningham.
That was not Sophie's first three.
I was about to say, what alternate universe are we living in?
Where Sophie can't hit threes? That's not a universe. That's a universe where Mizzou women lose a lot.
That's not one I want to live in, honestly.
But the big thing in this game, it was pretty much Sophie Cunningham's version of the flu game. Sophie was reportedly sick all throughout the night, barely got any sleep, comes in, plays the fifth best team in the country, goes 8-for-17 from the field, scores 24 points, leads Mizzou in scoring. Amber Smith as well going 7-for-10 from the field, scoring 16. The Tigers got out-rebounded in this game, but it didn't matter.
Nope.
As Robin Pinchon picks up what is maybe the biggest win of her coaching career at Mizzou with this win.
Yeah, it's probably best win all time. What's a better win on her
Pinchon?
Yeah, Pinchon.
I don't know because I didn't do that research. I'm just throwing out blank statements.
Well, I'd say this year with a road win over Kentucky, or not Kentucky, a road win over Tennessee finally.
Yeah, but Tennessee is not.
I know. They're not ranked, but still. Like,
they're also not who they have been in the past. Tennessee was in danger of missing the tournament. Cap. Oh, yeah, still great, but I think this win at Mississippi State's bigger.
Oh, heavens, yes. Yeah. I was just saying, like, in terms of Pinchon's career.
Okay.
Just maybe that win was top 15, the Tennessee win, and this one's number one.
But this was a big win for the Tigers for obvious reasons. It also shows what we've been saying about Mizzou from the jump in that they have the talent to go in any place and match up against any team in the country and go toe-to-toe with them. And not just toe-to-toe, they won this game by 8 points. It's not like they hit some buzzer beater, got a fluke near at the end. They got this game at the end and they ran away with it.
Yeah, against a team that won like a national title like not that long ago.
No, they were back-to-back runners-up.
Oh,
they
shoot.
Beat Connecticut in 2017 in the semis and then lost to South Carolina.
That's
and
right.
And then they lost on the Notre Dame buzzer beater last year.
Okay, don't listen to me.
Yep.
Sorry. Mississippi State.
I get that get Mississippi State and South Carolina confused because they're both the SEC teams that were Maroon or Garnet, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was a big win for the Tigers. And what better way to follow that up by losing? Losing at home. Losing at home to a team they beat on the road earlier this year. Losing at home to Tennessee on Sunday.
By 2 points.
Amber Smith, 14 points, 6-for-14 from the field. Sophie, 13 points, 5-for-15 from the field. Out-rebounded 41-30, just was not in the cards for the Tigers in this one. And certainly A bit of a no call. Also, not going their way in the end of this game. Chris, you wanted to touch on this?
It was a 3-pointer, right?
Something to that effect.
Yeah, I think it was Akira Levy who like tried to get the shot off in time, but I think dribbled at the wrong time.
Oh, there's something entirely different than I was talking about.
Oh, what were you there's talking that, about?
Talking about the kick ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The lack of the kick ball where a pass, Mizzou had the ball with about 10 seconds left down by two.
Right.
And passing it around, and I cannot remember, I think it was Schutz, tried to pass it, and Tennessee player kicks her leg out, very clearly kicks the ball, and knocks the pass off course, and no call. Tennessee recovers it, gets the ball, 10 seconds left in a 2-point game, and nothing from there on. Mizzou can't get that last possession. They were able to get the ball with about 0.3 seconds left to where, like you were saying, Chris, Kira Levy, I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Look at like the play-by-play thing right now.
Yep. Tried to shoot a buzzer beater with 0.3 seconds left while also taking a dribble. And the clock ran out on her. The Tigers could not get the victory. Tennessee avenges their loss from the season. Mizzou improves throughout the week to 8-5 in the conference, 19-8 overall. And they're staring at another 6 or 7 seed right in the face in the NCAA tournament. And that's always just seemed to have been the Tigers unable to make that leap into the top.
Yeah.
Well, if they can do a run at the SEC tournament, they might boost up a little
bit. They might boost up to
third?
The
high.
No, at not highest? A, not a 3 seed.
Not a 3 seed?
The Tigers.
Even if they win the whole thing.
If they win out and win the SEC tournament, I think the Tigers still are like the first four. The first four team. Like 4 seed. Not in the first four. They're a 4 seed.
First four out.
Yeah. That's what I think. Because this Mizzou team, as great as some of these wins have been, like the win at Tennessee is still a marquee win. The win at home against Texas A&M. The win on the road at Mississippi State. And then you match that up with losses to Green Bay at home. With a loss to South Dakota at home. With a loss to on the road at Florida. A Florida team that is 2-10 in conference. One of those two is Mizzou. It's just a team that can't get out of their own way at points. And it's hindering their ability to make a postseason impact because all these good wins are negated by all these bad losses and you can't get a good read on them. They can go in and beat Mississippi State and they can go at home and lose to Green Bay. Green Bay is still a good program, but you're an SEC program. You should beat teams like that.
It's weird, man.
This week perfectly just summed up this season. And I'm going to be saying it until tournament time comes. We don't know what to think about this Mizzou women's team.
Nope.
They can beat anyone. They can lose to anyone. It's just a roller coaster that just has so many ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. We cannot get a good grasp on when it will finally end or where it will end.
We can tell you who's good, though.
Who?
Sophie Cunningham.
Exactly.
Amber Smith.
Yep.
Kara Levy.
Yep.
Sarah Porter.
These players are good.
They're really good players.
They're all good. That's frustrating. That's the most frustrating aspect. Speaking of frustrating, on the other side of this break, Mizzou baseball dropping the opening series to North Florida down in Jacksonville. We'll have more on that. Some of the other games coming up for the Tigers on the other side of this break. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU. We'll be right back.
Took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. After a storm, dirty water can make you and your family sick. Remember to wash your hands with soap and clean water. Wash your hands often, especially before preparing food, before eating, after using the toilet, and after cleaning. Washing your hands is the best way to prevent sickness. To learn more, call the CDC at 1-800-CDC-INFO.
KCOU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at CafeBerlinComo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Colombia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Make sure to start your week off right by listening to General Admission on KCOU 88.1 FM from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Monday morning.
I think he's wrong, though. It's a heartless move.
You're agreeing and disagreeing on the same topic.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing that it wasn't a smart move. I'm just not disagreeing with Anthony Davis's dad either.
Once again, that's General Admission from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCOU 88.1 FM for the latest updates from the MLB, NFL, NBA, and the NCAA.
Announcing the 2019 True False Film Fest Music and Buskers lineup, featuring the talents of Soccer Mommy, John Bapp, Ife, Tamika Reed, and Lamelda, with DJ sets by Dan Deacon, Irina DeMarco, DJ Hourglass, and many, many more. To purchase a pass or find out more information on concert schedules, please visit truefalse.org or search True False Music on Facebook. Want to do the fest on a budget? Consider purchasing a stay-up-late pass for an inexpensive tour of the weekend's offering. Benefits include access to all concerts and showcases, admission to films starting after 9 p.m. via the queue, and entry to the infamous refraction party. For information on pricing and fest passes, again, please visit truefalse.org. True False 2019, February 28th through March 3rd.
Welcome back to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. I am Matthew Terry, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell alongside me as we get into some Mizzou baseball talk and what's already been a disappointing start of the season for the Tigers on the diamond. Tigers started the season this past weekend with a series in Jacksonville, Florida at the North Florida Ospreys, and the Tigers lost 2 out of 3. They lost 5-4 in the opening contest on Friday, avenged that with a 5-4 victory on Saturday, and lost 4-2 in the closer on Sunday. We've known this team was not going to be good.
No, not really.
We've known this team has a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
21 new members of the roster this year. And we've known that there is one very, very good player.
That's right.
On the Mizzou side of things for hitting the ball. And he is the reason Mizzou won that one game. Cameron Mizer in Mizzou's winning contest, going 3-for-4, hitting a pair of home runs and a double in the Tigers' 5-4 wins, driving in 3 of the Tigers' 5 runs. And so these opening series are really tough to gauge a team, especially for a team like Mizzou who has to go on the road in order to play these February games. They're not like Florida State, where you can stay at home
right
and play. So the Tigers have to go on the road. They don't have their home opener until a week from yesterday on the 26th when Alabama A&M comes to town. They did win against Florida A&M yesterday in Tallahassee. The Tigers are 2-2 as it stands right now. And right now these early games are really just trying to get a feel of what kind of team you are going to be. Who are you going to rely on? What's your batting order going to look like? Who should get your Friday, Saturday, Sunday spots in the rotation? Who can be those reliable midweek pieces for the Tigers? And right now all we know is that LaPlante can pitch on a weekend, Sikkema should pitch on Fridays, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And another thing about this is like usually like playing baseball in like early baseball, like the state of Florida is usually like Mizzou's muse. Like this is like, they usually don't have like a 500 record, like coming out of like Florida.
No, cause they normally play these for subpar teams that they should beat. They normally play the North Floridas and the Florida A&Ms, except they usually win.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's
even
like
when the Tigers are bad, they win.
Yeah.
This is not a good sign. Of course they could rattle off wins in these next 4 games. They could easily do that.
Yeah,
they play
sure.
Rhode Island in 3, and they play Northeastern on Thursday. But they have 4 straight games this upcoming weekend. So the Tigers could easily take 3 out of those 4, and they'll be fine as they start up some of these home non-conference games, like the games like these little series against Alabama A&M. They have a game against Kansas State coming up at the beginning of March before their first home weekend series, starting on March 8th against Northwestern. But I still don't know what part of this team will inspire any sort of confidence in me. Aside from the obvious Mizer and Sikkema.
Right. That's a good question. Well, Chris Cornelius was hitting all right this weekend, right?
Yeah, Cornelius did hit a game-tying home run in the top of the eighth on Friday to break that game 4-4 before Mizzou promptly gave up the lead and lost. But, like,
yeah, I don't know, man.
It's going to be the same thing for basketball, where we're going to watch this and be like, look at these young guys. Look at players like Austin James playing at third. Look at players like the Peterson brothers who've just come in as JUCO transfers for Mizzou, and seeing if they can be parts of the lineup for the next few years to see if Steve Beezer and company can bunt their way to Omaha. But anyways, so pretty much it. Just a quick recap of Mizzou baseball right there. Not really going to get into any more past that until more, not real games, but more of the home games, more of the series start coming about, especially as we get closer and closer to SEC time. We'll have more of a grasp on how good or how bad this team is going to be. We'll take another short break when we come back. It is that time once again, or not, coming up after the break. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1.
KCOU would like to thank B&B Bagel for their support. Located at 124 East Nifong Boulevard, B&B Bagel offers affordable made-from-scratch bagels, sandwiches, pastries, and more. Need an event catered? Call B&B Bagel today and they will take care of you and your event. For more information, visit their website, bbbagel.com, or find them on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, B&B Bagel, for your support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM and KCOU Sports, the student voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Hi, I'm Chris Mitchell. You know, that one guy from The One Show. Don't you hate it when you're listening to the radio and not once do you hear anyone talk about video games for extended periods of time? Introducing Quarter Circle Backboard, a solo show dedicated to the sports that you like and the video games that I like. Catch me, myself, and I every Friday from 11 to midnight to hear me chop it up about things like Street Fighter tournaments, the NFL draft, Red Dead Redemption, and hoops!
Has it, his jumper is short. Oh, and now a fight breaks out between Kobe Bryant and Chris Childs.
Chris Childs punched him twice.
What could possibly go wrong?
Stay Up Late with True False. New for 2019, the Stay Up Late wristband is perfect for music lovers who also want a taste of True False films and parties. You'll get access to all music concerts and showcases, free queuing for films starting 9 p.m. or later, and admission to the infamous Reaction Dance Party. For prices and for more information, please visit truefalse.org.
Did you know that more than 80% of True False volunteers are local residents and students? With the energy and creative spirit of nearly 1,000 people working on more than 30 different teams, you can help make True False 2019 a great fest. True False still needs hundreds of volunteers for placement on teams, including setup, breakdown, theater operations, hospitality, merchandise, box office, sustainability, and more. Go to volunteer.truefalse.org for more information and to complete an application.
Me in the old days.
Welcome back to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. Chris Mitchell going out on the air because James didn't tell him his mic was turned on. A tradition unlike any other here at SYS.
Yeah, you know how it is. What'd I say?
I don't even remember.
I'll listen to it in post.
Yep, it'll be great.
Something like I remember the old days.
Something that makes no sense out of context or in context.
Not
just
really.
Happened.
Yeah, because I'm 16.
Are you saying you were a nom?
Yeah, a 16-year-old boy.
In the 70s, I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
Chris, we don't know what Chris Mitchell's age is anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone thought I was the old one around here.
Hey, are we all finally the same age?
Maybe.
Yes. Because, James, you're 21, correct?
That is correct.
How long will you be 21?
For another 2 months.
Okay. Well, we'll all be 21 for another 3 weeks, approximately.
That's cool.
So.
The more you know.
So, yeah. Fun times here at Salute Your Sports.
Yeah, just talk about how old we are.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of talking about things, like we do here on the radio, segues are my thing. Anyways, Chris Mitchell will be hosting this week's edition of the best Salute Your Sports game show known to man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Or Nah. Chris Mitchell, are you ready, good sir?
Yeah. Okay, we should have enough for 6 innings.
All right, I'm glad we know this now.
Okay. The topic is United States cities with, or used to have, non-NFL professional football teams.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
So okay. We're talking about your AAF, your XFL.
So we're talking about UFL.
Yeah.
USFL.
Yeah.
Was that what it was? The
United
Donald
States
Trump
Football
League.
Yeah, I don't have any. I don't know how many teams on those. I'm just sticking with like AAF and XFL.
Oh, I'm going to wreck this. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. So who wants to go first? Does the champ want to go first?
James won last week.
I'll let Matthew Terry go first.
All right.
Okay.
I'll go first then.
First one up. Kansas City. Did they ever have a non-NFL professional football team?
This is also including the old XFL, the first iteration of the XFL,
that's
correct?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
Well, hold on. Is this also including arena football?
No.
No, okay.
AAF, XFL.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that should be
awesome. He hates me, XFL, and whatever XFL is going to be.
Okay. I'm going to go with no.
That is correct.
Or nah.
They have been mainly a Chiefs town. James
Stanley. Well, I was about to say, because then I think, is this a trick question? Because...
Kansas City Brigade.
Well, then also Lamar Hunt formed, you know, like he formed like the AFC.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, is this some type of trick question? Because
no,
of that,
I'm not smart enough for that.
No, come on, Chris. You're pretty smart. You're on the show.
Oh, shucks.
This show should be proof that we're not smart. Anyone
no,
who says
all time
show.
Line.
Hey.
Up next, James Stanley.
Hey.
St. Louis.
Cheaper.
St. Louis.
Yes.
That is correct. If all goes according to plan, they will have a XFL team in 2020.
I only know that because I'm gonna apply for that. I know it's ridiculous. It's a long shot, but
that's
why
fine.
Not? They've been thrown up on STA. Why right. not?
Good.
Okay. All knotted up at one. Going into the second. Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Orlando,
yes. The Orlando Apollos, baby.
That's right. And some XFL team. I'm not quite sure.
They're getting an XFL team, too?
No, I think they used to have one.
Yeah, back in, like, the He Hate Me days. Up next, James Stanley, Sacramento. Did they ever have a non-NFL professional football team?
I'm going to say no.
That is correct. To my knowledge, they've never had a AAF or XFL team.
I like how this is all to Chris's knowledge, so we could very easily just all be wrong. Just Chris thinks
I mean,
we're right.
That's like the operant assumption on like most or nots, right?
Isn't that the way our president operates?
Oof.
Dun-dun-dun. Hey, Matt Terry.
Yeet.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock. I'm going to go with no.
That is correct. They have never had a...
They got Arkansas State, don't they?
Yeah, they also have once a year the Arkansas Razorbacks play a game there.
Go Hogs.
Have you heard the proposal of the Chiefs playing a game at St. Louis or playing like half their home games?
Why?
At Edward Jones their home Dome? Games.
Oh, be ugly.
That would stink.
Why?
Just like
no one wants to play football in the Edward Jones Dome.
I can see them playing like a preseason game there. Now
that's fine.
That'd be kind of fine because the Blues used to play preseason games in Kansas City.
Yeah, plus that's just one game.
Yeah, it's also the preseason, so no one cares anyways.
It's supposed to like
it
eight.
Doesn't matter.
Up next, James Stanley, Chicago.
Chicago?
Have they ever had a non-NFL professional sport football?
Well, they've
team?
Had the Bears for so long. I can't believe they had any team to compete with them, so I'm going to go with nah.
Incorrect. I think they had an XFL team, right?
You're in charge of this.
Yeah, they did. I don't have like the exact list.
You
I have it
should
down.
Be the one that knows this.
I forget think? The name, but they did have one.
Okay.
Trust
is
me.
Is that their name? I don't remember the name, but I think they had one.
Yeah, I think they had one.
So
that's the other. That's the other. There's He Hate Me, and I think they have one. Everyone's favorite.
favorite XFL teams?
Yeah, no, favorite players. Up next.
So it's what? I'm up 3-2?
3-2. That's
three,
right.
3-2.
Up next, San Diego.
San Diego, yes.
That is correct.
Well, they currently have the fleet, right? You're not saying past. You're saying also current AAF teams.
Yeah, past, current, future.
Yes, James.
Hello.
You look frustrated. You look.
I got the answers for you.
You look how I look whenever you're playing sound bites.
Up next, Lincoln, Nebraska. Have they ever had a non-NFL professional?
No.
Okay.
That's correct. Are you kidding me? Why they have nothing up there but corn Chris and the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Chris resigned in defeat when baseball, James was like,
and
no.
Baseball. And a poppin' third strike community. That's for any Street Fighter fans out there. Up next.
That's not an either of us.
Trent gets
they play
it.
Urien without an. They play him without Aegis Reflector, which is crazy. Okay, Matthew Terry.
I don't know what that means. But go on.
Boston.
Boston, no.
That is correct.
So what's that, 4-3?
Five-three.
Five, oh.
Okay. I've only lost one. Oh, okay, but I get it.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you
wait,
have to
did,
get,
wait,
have to
did
get
I
this
just,
one right.
Yeah, I have okay, to get this yeah. one right to stay alive.
So okay. James needs to hit his next two. I need to miss the next one for James to be alive.
Okay. Milwaukee, have they ever had a non-NFL professionals
telepathically communicating into Matthew Terry's brain and invading his privacy, and I'm going to say nah.
Yeah, there's correct. No way any team would survive in another football team would not survive in Wisconsin.
All right. Okay, 5-4.
Yes, sir.
So you got to get this right.
I do. Well, to win.
Yeah.
I could just rely on James getting the next one wrong, which could also work.
Isn't that kind of like Mizzou's winning philosophy?
Well.
Rely on the other team messing up.
Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Has Las Vegas ever had a non-NFL professional football team?
I'm going to go with yes.
That is correct. As part of the XFL, first XFL or whatever. I forget the name, but they did have one.
It was still called the XFL.
Yeah. It was on that 30 for 30 I watched. Anyways, congratulations, Matthew Terry.
Yes, back in the winner's
chair. You're the or not champ.
Back in the winner's chair once again.
Have the belt.
Yes.
You don't have a belt, but have it.
I will have one in commemoration for this event.
All right. James is just
yeah, James,
beside
James
himself.
Is sad.
He doesn't know what to do
upset.
Now.
Upset. He will stew over the break. When we come back, we'll air our grievances and then end the show. Stay tuned, folks. Don't got much left, but we still got something for you coming up after the break.
KCOU, we constantly need custom apparel. Whether it be t-shirts for special events or performance polos for our sports broadcasters, the only place we trust for our apparel needs is One-to-One Print Shop. One-to-One will help your business or organization craft custom apparel at an affordable price. To learn more, go to onetoprintshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com.
KCOU would like to remind you that Missouri Tiger football and basketball are brought to you by El Rancho. Catch every Mizzou football game and Mizzou men's basketball game on KCOU 88.1 FM and on KCOU.FM. While you are online, check out El Rancho's website at www.columbiamomexicanfood.com or visit them downtown at 1014 East Broadway. Thank you, El Rancho, for supporting KCOU Sports.
Welcome back to the final 5 minutes here of Salute Your Sports.
Featuring Chris Mitchell's interjections.
I am Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, James Stanley alongside me as
Happy
always.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you, James.
We only got a few minutes left of the show, so it's time to do the thing that the three of us do better than anything else. It is time to complain. James, are you
it's
ready?
Time.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Yep, that time once again. Time how we end most of our shows. It is time for the airing of grievances. start with Chris. Chris wraps it around until it is me, and then we will end the show from there. So, Chris Mitchell, it is up to you. What are you airing your grievances about today?
Okay, so my beef is with the homeboy that tried to pass me in like a really narrow, in a very narrow street while I was trying to pick my brother up in Iowa this past weekend. Okay, so the way this road was situated, it was just like a, it's like a one of those streets where it's like, it kind of like on East Campus where there's like a, you park on one side and that's it. So it kind of makes it like a one and a half lane, if that makes any sense, making it very hard for like two cars to pass each other, let alone like a giant pickup truck and then my tiny Toyota Camry. So, and plus it was like snowing like all night. So, hey, I recognize that.
It's from Red Dead Redemption.
That's right.
Sorry, came in a little late with the music there.
It's fine.
On that one.
Anyways.
But anyways, someone tried to pass you on a one and a halfway street.
Yeah, while I was trying to pick up my... yeah, essentially. And, like, the roads were, like, slick, and it was, like, snowy. I had to, like, fake, like, turning into, like, a driveway to get this dude to, like, get the picture, like, oh, I can't pass this guy. And I, like, ended up in, like, a... in a, like, driveway with, like, 3 inches of snow, so I got, like, stuck. I had to, like... finesse my way out. And then, you know what happened? The dude just, like, pulled up out of the street and then just went on, like, the main street. So, come on, man. You gotta, like, do the math when you're driving. You should be able to do the truck math.
I'd have to be with the officials right now in the MIAA. I'm not exactly allowed to talk about this during MIAA broadcasts, but I want to vent it here. Lincoln gets called for ridiculous penalties that nobody else gets called for. And it's one thing to have bad officiating, but at least wise, have it be consistently bad, not just geared toward one team. And that's just what's really driving me nuts this week.
All right. Unless you're living under a rock, most people, most college basketball fans know there is a big game happening tonight.
That's right.
As my beloved North Carolina Tar Heels are going into Cameron Indoor Stadium against the Duke Blue Devils.
Aren't they going into this theme song behind them, too?
But, so... pretty much, this is, in my eyes, the best rivalry in sports. North Carolina versus Duke. So I'm going to take the next minute to really just hammer home and really just drive into how much I hate Duke. And I'm really I really hate that I have to do this without using certain words, because I just cannot sometimes. Duke, a bunch of arrogant, pompous, really just awful people. The private school of the North Carolina. The rich kids, the elitists, the upper class, all of these just awful collection of people just pile into one germ-infested stadium known as Cameron Indoor Stadium to paint their faces if they're on the TV side, because if not, no one's doing anything. They're all just sitting on their hands unless they can maybe get on TV. And really, just everything that I hate about Duke cannot be encapsulated into just a single one-minute-long rant. But I'm sure if you're watching ESPN, you'll hear something about Duke no matter what time of day you turn it on. I hate that program. I hate that school. I hate everything about it more than pretty much anything else in the world. And I know there's better ways for me to hone my anger and better things to get more upset about, but sometimes I just can't. I hate the Duke Blue Devils with a burning, burning passion, and that is how we're going to end the show today. Salute your sports.
About to say, Matthew Cherry, I think that's what Vladimir Lenin said about the capitalists.
Anyways, I am Matthew Cherry for birthday boy Chris Mitchell, for producer James Stanley. This has been another great edition of Salute Your Sports. Join us again, same time, same place, next.